Zok the Heilige Mishnah weiter mit Sechnes Nedar in Perik Beis, Mishnah Beis. Karben loy oichalach. One person goes over to someone else, he says, Karben, I won't eat. What's yours? This neder is not chal. Because we understand what he's saying is, I swear by the life of the carbon, I will not eat your food. Sounds very dramatic. But al pi alach, it's not a neder. So carbon loy oichalach. Or he says, and the Mefarshim explained the girsa over here is, in the next case is, hey carbon sha'oichalach. As I zok about tenur. Not here, but later on in Mishnah Dal, the Batra says. So, hey, carbon sha'echalach, the life of a carbon, that which I eat of yours. What does he mean? By the life of the carbon, I swear your food is also to me. Again, very dramatic. But his statement is not chal. It's not also. Third case. Loy carbon, loy echalach. It's not a carbon, that which I don't eat from you. Wait a second. So the truth is, a double negative is a positive, right? What's he saying? It's not a carbon which I don't eat from you. Idach mashma. That what I do eat from you is a carbon. But here too, it's mutter. Now, in the first two cases, it's mutter because swearing by the life of a carbon doesn't create an iser. In the third case, even though it's mashim from what you're saying, that what you would eat from him is a carbon, you didn't say that. You said what you don't eat from him is not a carbon. And this is the sheet of Remeir. Remeir holds, you can't make a neder through mechlal lav at shemeya hen. That means, from the no, we understand the yes. What I don't eat from you is not a carbon. But what I do eat from you is a carbon. The doesn't work when it comes to Nadar. You have to say it out. We can't imply it from what you're saying. Vaitrazak, the Mishnah. But if he says, Shvua lo yachalach, one person says to someone else, Shvua, I won't eat that of yours. He's making a Shvua not to eat his food. Or Shvua she'oichalach. And we're soon going to explain why, but based on the circumstances, what he means to say over here is, I make a shvua if I eat your food. Or case number three, we'll soon explain the three cases, B'ez Hashem. He says, loy shvua, loy oichalach. So it's mashma that what he does eat from him is a shvua. So over here we say, aser. Taka the food is aser. All right, so let's take a quick look at these three cases and understand why it's aser. Shvua, loy oichalach. So in the identical case of carbon loy oichalach, you told me it's not chal. Because it sounds like he's swearing by the life of a carbon. True. That's why it's not chal. It's not shaykh to say he's swearing by the life of a shvua. A shvua doesn't have a life. It's less be mashosha. It's not something you could say, I swear by this. It's elamai, he's swearing. It's a lashon of shvua. So it becomes a standard shvua. I won't eat your thing. He's swearing he won't eat your thing. So it's aser. The second case, shvua she'oichalach. Okay, so he's making a shvua that if I eat your food, it's going to be aser. And the Batanun explains the cases as follows. Reuven goes over to Shimon. Shimon, come to me for supper. No. No, Shimon, come on, come to me for supper. No. Shimon, you want to come to me for supper? I am not eating supper by you. You got it? I'm not eating supper by you. But Reuven's not giving up. Finally, Shimon says, shvua she'oichalach, okay? Which means, it'll be a shvua if I eat from you. So it's only in this context, where if his statement at the end of this argument is, shvua she'oichalach, so we understand, he means to say, it's a shvua if I eat from you. In the last case of the Mishnah, loy shvua, loy oichalach, so again, it's a double negative. A double negative is a positive. That which I don't eat is not aser. But that which I do eat is aser. This that Remeir said, that a neder can't be through implying, it has to be straight out, is only by a neder not by a shvua. By a shvua, you can make a shvua that way. Zok the heilige mishnah weiter zeh choymer b'shvuais mebinedar. In this way, shvuas are more chamerdig than nedarim. Which case are we referring to here? So we don't mean the previous cases of this mishnah, but Tanur explains why. But it's referring to what we learned in Mishnah Aleph. Remember we learned in Mishnah Aleph, if the person says, Koinem she'eini yoshan, Koinem that I won't sleep, Koinem that I won't talk. So he said, he's oiver, le'yachol devari, but that's just mid-rabbana. Really, mid-diyaraisa, the neder is not chal. Because you can't have a neder on a davar she'ein boy mamish. A neder has to be on a thing, not on talking or walking. But not so in the case of a shvuah. Zechaymer b'shvuah is mibin adar. In this way, shvuahs are stricter than adar. Vechaymer b'n adar mibin shvuah. Sometimes the adar are more chamer than shvuahs. Ketzah. Which way taka on adarim more strict than shvuahs? Omar, suppose the person says, koinim sukkah shani yosef. This sukkah that I make shall be asked to me like a carbon. Or the lulav that I take, or the tefillin that I wear, shall be asked like a carbon. So by nedarim, this actually does take effect. Nedarim, like we explained, is asering a chayfetz, and he's asering a chayfetz. Now, I can't remove mitzvahs, but that's not what he's saying. He's not saying, I won't wear tefillin. He's saying, the tefillin is asked to me. Now, he may not be able to put on the tefillin, because he created the neder. But the neder that he created stays a neder. So even if there's no other tefillin to put on, there's no other sukkah to sit in, no other lulav to take, because he didn't say that he's not going to put on tefillin, he said this tefillin is usher, technically the neder is chal, and he's kind of stuck. Now let me ask you, why should it be stuck? This is the only tefillin, so there's a mitzvah to say for him to put on tefillin. And Enachanami, now there's an Isser Neder that he shouldn't put on tefillin. Don't we say that an Asay is Doicha Loisasay? Well, here's the problem. A Neder, once a Neder is Chal, when you violate the Neder, you're not just violating a Loisasay, you're violating both an Asay and a Loisasay. The Pasuk says, Lo Yachal Devaray. You're not allowed to desecrate what you're saying. You have to hold to your Neder. And the Pasuk also gives us a positive commandment of Kechol Hayotzi Mipiv Yasa, whatever comes out of his mouth he has to do. And it's true, an Asay is Doicha, a Loisasay, but an Asay cannot be Doicha both a Loisasay and an Asay. On the other hand, Bishvuais, if he made a Shvuah, he said, I swear I won't sit in the Sukkah, or I swear that I won't take a Lulav, or that I won't put on Tefillin. So it's mutter for him to be over his Shvuah, and he's obligated to fulfill the mitzvah, she'ein ishbon, because you cannot swear, the shvuah is not chal, lavar al ha-mitzvahs. You can't make a shvuah to be over mitzvahs. Okay, chazring over our Mishnah. If he says any of the following three l'shainais, karbin loy oichalach, or he says, hey karbin she'oichalach, or he says, loy karbin loy oichalach, in all three cases, he can do whatever he wants over here. The neder is not chal. Karbin loy oichalach, we understand he meant to say he is making the statement, by the life of the carbon, I won't eat your food. So like we said, it sounds very dramatic, but Lamaya said the neder is not chal. Hey carbon sha'echalach, the life of a carbon. In other words, by the life of a carbon, I swear the food is asr to me. Again, just another way of expressing the same thing, but the neder is not chal. Loy carbon loy echalach, it's not a carbon, that which I do not eat of yours. Even though he's implying what I do eat is a carbon, it's still mutter. This is the sheet of Reb Meir who holds. You can't imply a neder. On the other hand, if he said, Shvuah lo yachalach, I swear I will not eat of yours. Here it doesn't mean b'chai shvuah. Shvuah doesn't have a life. Here he just means to say he swears he's not going to eat your food. Or second case, he says, Shvuah she'aychalach, a shvuah that I will eat of yours. He really means to say, a shvuah I'm not going to eat from yours. What happened over here, like we explained, is Reuven is trying to get Shimon to eat by him. Reuven is not taking no for an answer. So finally, he yells out, shvuah if I eat from you. That's how we understand it, which means he can't eat there. If he says it's not a shvua, what I don't eat from yours, so again, it's mashma that what he does eat is a shvua, and in this case, even Ramei would be mighty when it comes to a shvua, even though he's only implying it, the iser is still chal. Then the Mishnah told us that what we mentioned earlier, you can't make a neder on something that doesn't have mamashis. You can't make a neder on sleeping, speaking, or walking. And if he did, it would be chal midrabanan, but not minatayra. That's not true for a shvua. A shvua is not on a chayfas, a shvua is on a person. So if a person swears about eating or drinking or walking, the shvua is chal. In what way is nedarim more chamer than shvuais? If a person says, koinim sukkah shani yais, lula shani naitel, tefillin shani meniach. By nedarim it is aser. Because technically he's asering the chayfetz. He's saying, I won't put on this tefillin. He's not saying, I'm not going to put on tefillin. Aye, there's no other tefillin. There's no other sukkah, there's no other lulav. Okay, but technically the neder is chal, and he's taka stuck. He can't fulfill the mitzvah. On the other hand, if he would swear that he's not putting on tefillin, we're not going to sit in the sukkah, we're not going to take a lulav, then the shvua is not chal at all, because the rule is, she'ein nishboin lavar al hamitzvahs.